When a U.S. city sees a rise in violent crime, it almost always involves guns. But in London, a recent spike in crime has involved knife attacks. That disturbing trend brought this response from top British government official Sajid Javid. First, he said he wants to expand the police force. And second,
if the police think that there's good reason that they may be carrying an offensive weapon, the police should be absolutely empowered to stop them.
You've probably heard the expression stop and frisk. In the UK, they call it stop and search. And that's what British officials like Javid want more of now. As with the US, the policy is controversial because it raises huge questions about how it affects people of color. Nick Glynn is a retired London police officer who now advocates for police reform.
When we spoke with you last, we talked at length about your experience as a police officer and that you yourself were wrongfully stopped and searched 31 times, and you attribute it to being a black man in a new car. Is that your concern about using stop and search around the knife crimes?
I think the problem with simply asking officers to do more and more stop and search is that they will make mistakes. So they will, if there is a blanket call for more stop and search, black people and Asian people are more likely to be on the receiving end of that, A, because there is a perception that we, black people, Asian people, are more involved in crime, a perception, not a fact, of course, but and secondly, because in the areas where the police are more active, where there is deprivation, where people are not so well off socially, economically, again, we are disproportionately represented in those areas. And this is not to say the police are racist, are discriminating. This is more an issue of structural racism and how that works. And pushing out more stop and search will just exacerbate if we do this in the wrong way.
So I hear your concerns about using stop and search. What then do you propose for addressing this rise in knife violence and for making stop and search effective yet fair?
I think if we're honest, then we don't turn to stop and search for the solution. And like I say, that's what's been done many, many times before, and it doesn't work. What is needed is a multi-agency approach to knife crime that starts, you know, in the home, in schools, and the health service in terms of the data that they can provide and the advice that they can give people. That's not to say stop and search doesn't have a part to play, but even in what the police do, there are many other things that they can do, targeting organized crime groups, because that's where much of the knife crime comes from, but with a different approach to just the sort of gamble or the guess, if you like. They're much more likely to be caught if the police focus on the things that are driving the crime that they're involved in.
Nick Glynn is a retired British police officer. He's now working on police reform across Europe through the Open Society Foundation. Thanks a lot, Nick.
My pleasure. Thank you.